Les fleurs pâlissent, le feu s'éteint, l'ombre se glisse dans le jardin, l'horloge tisse des sombrellas.
Alors, are you one of those thousands of people who does that thing where you declare your love by attaching a lock to a bridge and then throwing away the key? I've never understood it. I don't get why that should signify anything significant at all. Never liked it. And it seems I'm on the right side of history and of architecture, because it's not a good idea, apparently. In Paris, the Pont des Arts, which is the arts bridge, I think, has to be closed at the weekend, or had to be closed at the weekend, because part of that bridge collapsed under the weight of these love locks. You know what I'm talking about. You must have seen them. And you might not have seen this sort of structural catastrophe coming, but Lisa Taylor Huff did. In fact, she's a long-time Paris resident. She's the co-founder of the No Love Locks petition and blog, and she joins us now. Lisa, thank you very much for joining us. How long has this been going on in Paris?
Well, this has been going on only since 2008, so it is not anything like a true long-standing tradition. It's more of a tourist trend.
Right. And it seems astonishing that in that short period of time, it could cause structural damage to a bridge.
Well, yes, it does. And the majority of the excess of locks has really been in the last, I think, 3 years, because up until about 2010 or so, it was more sporadic. It was maybe a few hundred, maybe 2,000 at the most. And sometime in the last 3 years, it has just exploded, and it's really kind of a mania more than anything.
So in this particular bridge, how many locks are we talking about that could cause, that could have significant enough weight to do this?
Well, apparently the partition that collapsed, the city weighed the locks, and they weighed 700 kilos, which is well over 1,500 pounds.
What? That's like that's almost a car. That's unbelievable.
That easily could have crushed an adult, let alone a small child, had anyone been standing just next to it. And oddly enough, I was standing next to it the day before it collapsed, doing an interview for another station. And I was really glad, that I wasn't there when it collapsed, because that would have been quite painful and quite a disaster.
Absolutely. I mean, so that 700 kilograms, that was just that part of the bridge. How much would it be? How much weight would the whole bridge be carrying?
We have kind of done some rough numbers. They have estimated that just 1 meter of the locks covered bridge as it stands now weighs about 300 kilos. And the bridge is 155 meters in length, times two sides. So you're looking at anywhere between 60-odd tons and 93 metric tons.
Oh, it's astonishing to think, as a permanent
Isn't
weight
it?
That it's bearing.
Yes. And it's not a heavy bridge. It's not a bridge made of stone. It's made of steel and wood.
So did anyone see this coming?
Well, I think they should have. These partitions actually collapse on a regular basis. And if they don't collapse on their own due to the weight, the local illegal lock sellers cut the wires, because just on the other side of the bridge from where this collapse occurred, we observed the day before that there was a damaged partition that had been very badly, I won't even say repaired, but someone had tied bungee cords around the top of it to keep it from falling down. Uh-huh. And when we looked closely, the wires had actually been snipped, not broken. So when I went to the bridge yesterday after it reopened, I found a couple of police officers, and I pointed out to them, because it is a matter of public safety, and if that partition hasn't already collapsed, it will soon if they don't take it away.
Are Parisians generally angry about this? Do you think that we're about to see the padlocks go in a blaze of bureaucratic anger?
Well, I think in general, although you can certainly find some Parisians who find this trend romantic, I think more of them agree with what you said at the beginning of the conversation, which is that it's not a Parisian trend. It's not romantic. The French find the idea of locking love to be really quite absurd. And the only ones that seem to think it's cool are the very young people, who just like any interesting trend. But you'd be hard pressed to find any Parisians of any stature thinking that this is a good thing. And I think the fact that now we have this petition, it's just giving people a voice, that this city really needs to listen to what the Parisians think and what the Parisians want, instead of being so completely worried about what the effects on tourism might be.
Unbelievable. And, I mean, the young people you can take care of, just turn it into an app or something, then they'll be happy. Sorry,
exactly.
No, that's just me being silly.
You know,
Sorry, Lacey, you'll be pleased to know we do have a bridge or a few bridges in Australia where this happens. The Environment Minister in Australia has got grumpy about it and called it padlock graffiti and said it doesn't belong in a city with a tidy reputation, in particular reference to a bridge in Melbourne. So there is a movement here. We'll see whether or not it plays out in Paris. In the meantime, good luck. Thank you very much for speaking to us.
Thank you.
That's Lisa Taylor Huff, longtime Paris resident, co-founder of the No Love Locks petition and blog. Maybe you're a defender of the padlocks. If so, I mean, you can explain why you think it's such a good idea, even at the expense of architectural heritage.